You don't even have to vote.
But experts we spoke to say it's not so straightforward. Federal law says it's a crime to pay anyone to register to vote or simply vote.
Mr. Trump will meet with Latino voters at his golf resort in Miami today before returning to North Carolina for a rally in Greensboro. Kamala Harris plans to tape two TV interviews. There are fast-moving developments in the Middle East. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel today for talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu. The BBC's Tom Bateman is in Tel Aviv.
This trip was rushed together in the hours after Israel killed the Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, when the Biden administration saw a chance to revive the diplomacy.
Blinken arrived hours after Hezbollah launched a missile attack on an army base near Tel Aviv. Lebanese officials say the death toll is up to 13 from an Israeli airstrike near one of Beirut's main hospitals last night. Police near Seattle are investigating possible family ties after they found the bodies of two adults and three young teenagers shot to death at a home in Falls City. Another teen is in custody. Lynn Trowern, a neighbor.
They were always out walking their dogs and with their kids on bikes, and everybody knew them.
Royal Caribbean has been hit with a lawsuit after a former employee was caught hiding cameras in staterooms.
Arvin Mirasol is serving time for taking pictures of passengers on the Symphony of the Seas ship. After his arrest, he admitted to installing the cameras and told law enforcement he would also hide under stateroom beds and record guests while they were in the shower. The new lawsuit goes after the cruise line, saying it didn't do enough to protect passengers, and says Royal Caribbean has a moral obligation to notify all that could have been affected, which they believe may be nearly 1,000 people. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
New competition for a couple of struggling pharmacy chains, CVS and Walgreens.
If you have Walmart Plus,
Walmart, no plus necessary, will start delivering prescriptions to your doorstep. They've just begun the program in Arkansas, Missouri, New York, South Carolina, Wisconsin. It'll be available almost everywhere by the end of January. They've imposed 3-minute limits on goodbye hugs at an airport in New Zealand to clear up traffic jams. Dunedin CEO Dan DeBono.
If you want to have a longer hug or fond a farewell, move into the car park, go inside and do what you need to do.
Dow down 181. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Downtown Racine will see impacts due to Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz's event at Memorial Hall today. Walz will be coming from appearances in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Getting people to vote early is the main reason for the Racine visit. Racine and Kenosha do have different early voting options. Racine offers multiple locations and drop boxes. Kenosha has a single location for early in-person voting. That's downtown at the municipal building. The Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposed 0.5% sales tax tonight. Leaders in Racine County are trying to do the same thing. Critics argue the Waukesha County tax is excessive, aiming to address a $5 million deficit with a tax that could raise $60 million annually. The Racine Unified School Board is considering renaming Red Apple Elementary after local astronaut Laurel Clark. The board moved ahead that plan last night. And Racine's Reef Point Marina renovation project has been approved. It includes wider docks and some new facilities. Demo work is scheduled to begin next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or miss-ops to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high today near 70. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight partly cloudy. We'll drop to 51. Tomorrow sunny and colder. 60 by Thursday sunshine with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
On WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. I had the song too loud in my ear. Ow! All right. Artist of record today, sometime between 11 and 1, you're going to hear the Young Rascals or Rascals. You're going to win an album from them, courtesy of Time and Again, Music and More.
Your desire. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. And anybody more timeless than Stevie Wonder? Oh, wait, yeah, lots. But Stevie's good too. All right, Packers season continues on WRJN. This Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars starts with a pregame at 10 o'clock again. All righty. Sorry, Pastor. Kickoff at noon. Packer football on WRJ. It is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. It is the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. And don't get me started on Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. If you see any of our sponsors, would you please thank them for us for bringing Packer football to 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ooh, yeah. Local news and timeless. It's WRJM with the late, great Louis Armstrong. Oh, man. Paul Harvey. Today at 12:05. He's back.
If I had told him that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We'll be right back.
You got me so I can't sleep at night.
News, Timeless is WRJN and the station with Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. I mentioned 12:05 today, but you know what I forgot to tell you? On Don Rosen's show at 7:25, as Don Rosen's a good guy, and he only has good things on his show. I'm not sure why he always lets me in at the end, but he's brave, I'm telling you. But Don Rosen also has Paul Harvey. During the morning, a timeless hits. Yeah, you first heard a lot of these hits on vinyl, didn't you? And of course, we're bringing vinyl back, baby. Artist of record today, it is the Rascals. Initially started out as the Young Rascals, and then can you imagine, you 20-year-old dudes? Oh, it's the Young Rascals coming. Oh, that would have been really grating. So they changed it to Rascals, and Good Lovin'. Good Lovin' is what you're going to hear today between 11 and 1. And when you hear it, be my fifth caller, 262-634-WRJN. To win the album, courtesy of Time and Again, Music and More, Stewart Event, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And everybody that wins or has won this month, including the person today, is going to qualify for the drawing for a brand new record player. So, yeah, good luck to you from WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early voting is the reason for the Racine rally with Waltz today. The vice presidential candidate and Minnesota governor is first in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Then he'll come to Racine for an event tonight at Memorial Hall. Before the Dairy State, it was The Daily Show, with Walls asked last night by Jon Stewart about his highest achievement as governor.
Free breakfast and lunch for kids. Couple that with, you know, early childhood, couple that with paid family medical leave or whatever. And the philosophy we have, and this is what I know Kamala agrees in, you're either going to buy school buses and school meals are prison buses and prison meals. It makes more sense to vote on the front end.
The answer is a common line in many of Walz's speeches. There will be traffic impacts around Memorial Hall. Racine and Kenosha do early voting a little differently. Today is the kickoff of that process with more at myvote.wi.gov. City of Kenosha residents have the municipal building downtown as the sole location for early in-person voting. In Racine, voters can choose from seven locations, including City Hall and various community centers. Each site has different dates and times for voting. Racine is using drop boxes. Kenosha is not. A list of Racine drop box options is listed on the city's website. And a renovation project for Racine's Reef Point Marina has received final approval. The plan includes wider floating docks, a new sewage collection system, and high-speed fueling options. The marina will also be reconfigured to allow larger boats. Demo work is set to start next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still comfortably warm today under partly sunny skies. We'll reach highs of 70 degrees. More and more clouds building in this afternoon. We do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Mamas and the Papas, I saw her again on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the home for your weather forecast. 63 degrees, chance of showers a little bit later today. Here's Wilson Pickett.
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
For the night time,
forget the day,
forget the day. day of a bug-tied town.
A bug-tied town.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the night time.
It's a time to brew.
A time to brew.
I thank the Lord for a night time.
Oh, Lord, the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
Oh, forget the day.
Day of a
bug-tied
time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, the nighttime.
It's a time to brew.
Oh, time to
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, nighttime.
Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, you know, Don Rosen gets to give away the coolest prizes. Listen for your chance to win Pure Soul tickets with Don next week to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. They're coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. You know, it's so unusual.
looking mighty now. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Five. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger and I like to my fat. Devil with a blue red on. She's a devil with a blue red on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue red on. Yeah, the devil with a blue red on.
Local news, timeless is WRJN. We've got Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news. Hey, we got Mike Clemens, sports, weather, CBS National News, all just minutes away here.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
Yeah.
And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Bye.
CBS News on the Hour.